Renee Bowen stuck to her story. Bo and I had played slice and dice with Creed, long after it got out that the body found belonged to Bob Haynes. She gathered a great following at first, and I decided people love to believe evil shit about other people. The new police chief, Chief Rye, addressed the student body along with Mr. Ames, and they tried to counter Renee's story with their feeling that Chris had run away, because a body would have shown up, especially if two novice killer teenagers had been the culprits. A lot of people dropped it at that point, at least dropped me from their suspect list, though it was harder to drop Bo. He reveled in it, but not me. I stayed home, stayed out of harm's way until it was time to leave for Rothbourne. I suppose I looked guiltier by having left, but screw 'em all, I figured. All I had wanted to do was help a few hurting people. Bo, Allie, and Creed himself. I didn't figure for my next trick that I'd lay myself wide open for the grand trophy of small-town scrutiny and humiliation, compliments of Renee Bowen. She added to the mess by saying that her dad split from her mom because too many people were lying about him, and he couldn't take the strain. Jesus and Mary. I've stayed awake, wondering what people think when they spit out some enormous lie, like, do they even stop to think, why am I saying this? Or do they just grab onto it like one of those folding deck chairs that floated off the Titanic? Is it a choice or a panic reaction to deep brain freeze? Those types of questions have probably kept me awake at night, probably more often than questions about ghosts and psychics. Which isn't to say I haven't done my pondering about all of that. Ghosts, psychics, whatever is out there. Some people like to state their opinions as fact. I'm sort of the opposite. I'm afraid of believing some lie for the sake of convenience. It would be very convenient for me to say that after what happened, I absolutely do believe in ghosts. On the one hand, it makes sense that I saw one. There actually was a body in the Indian tomb that didn't belong there, and I had no way of knowing that. I was on my way home to spill my guts to my mom and would probably never have gone in there had I not seen what I saw. Or what I thought I saw.